The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
No other draft class has been through this. No other draft class was a crapshoot like this draft class, because they didn't get to see them. They didn't get to have their normal workouts. They didn't see them in the NCAA tournament. They didn't see guys play their best when it really mattered. So this was one of those, let's take a guess, draft.
Welcome back to Drafted. I'm Keegan-Michael Key, and that's University of Kentucky head coach John Calipari, talking about the end of the 2020 NCAA season and the thick cloud of uncertainty hanging over everything, sports and otherwise, when the year screeched to an abrupt stop with COVID.
When this thing ended, some of the guys, I think some of them were just stunned, like what in the world? We had a couple guys cry. I don't know if he was one of them. I do know when we arrived back on campus, they played 5-on-5, just the last time to be together.
That's how Tyrese's dream of playing at the University of Kentucky ended. And in this fourth episode, we'll hear about the unprecedented months that followed, the stretch that Tyrese and Anthony Edwards faced between the end of their college seasons and the start of their NBA careers. This period presented extremely different challenges and many unknowns instead of the physical and mental strain they're accustomed to facing on the court.
It's crazy because people ask us how different it is, but this is all we know. This is all I know. Like, this is my only time being in the draft process, so I don't know what it was like if it was in person or we was flying around everywhere. So the Zoom is all we know. It was kind of crazy. We knew the COVID-19 was rising, and people started saying that we weren't gonna play with fans, and it kind of just stopped, like, abruptly. It was weird. Like, you know, we're expected to play. We get to Nashville.
Nashville was hosting the Southeastern Conference Tournament starting on March 11th, and Tyrese's Kentucky team was scheduled to play after a bye.
Okay, we're not allowed to have fans. All right, cool. Then the NBA cancels that same day, so now we're, like, waiting, like, okay, if they're not going to, if the NBA, the professionals, the people who get played to play the game, like, if they're not going to play, there's no way that we can play. It was sad. I mean, it was sad to know that you put in all the work, all the days in the summer, all the two-a-days, all the extra shots you're putting in just so you can make a run at the tournament, and now, no run.
On March 11th, the two first-round games in the SEC tournament were played without fans. The next day, the entire season was canceled, including March Madness. All the recent effort feels squandered. Tyrese had the drawing of himself wearing a Kentucky jersey hanging on his wall since middle school. Something he had been working toward for 6 years was stolen the day it was supposed to begin.
It sucked that I couldn't finish it out and see what we could do as a team and as an individual in the tournament. You know, there's always special moments in March, but I had to understand, I had to adapt to the situation that was going on. You know, we end up start wearing masks and quarantining for a long time and social distancing. So I think emotionally I kind of had to grow up and we had to move on from it.
Tyrese's uncle Brandon describes the shock.
It was very disappointing, man, because I knew they were peaking right then. They had just went on a roll. I think they had just beat Florida. And they were just gelling. You know, you just imagine being your first year in college, you're going to your dream school. The tournament is what you play for. Your conference tournament, then the big tournament, just a chance to compete with your guys. It was like everybody was on the edge of their seat just waiting for them because they knew they were going to make a run in the tournament. And those moments he lived for, big stage, bright lights, tournament time, it's time to go get it. So we were like, ah. Everybody didn't get to see the magic, man. But he was just like, oh, man. All right, let's get ready for this. Let's get ready for this. It was like a split second. It was like, dang, I wanted to play. But it was like, all right, cool. Let's go. Let's get ready for this draft.
Getting ready for the draft under these circumstances comes with new issues and unknowns. How do you prepare physically when every gym and training facility closes down and the country goes into lockdown and quarantine? And without a highly publicized tournament, how do you show off your improvement from college and your ability to perform on the biggest stage?
So right after the season, Coach Kyle let us go home. He wanted us to go home and be with our family. So I think it was a Tuesday maybe when we went up to Nashville, came back the next day on a Wednesday, and on Thursday, I drove home to Texas with my family. So it was that type of a quick turnaround. I was there from March to May. From March to May, that's where I quarantined at for the most part. And then in May, I came out to LA and still basically quarantined, but just going to the gym, working out here.
So Tyrese comes to LA and starts his aforementioned 3-a-days workout regimen, preparing for an uncertain draft that ultimately ends up moving from June to October to November. For almost 8 months, Tyrese and Anthony can't compete in a real game of basketball due to the risk of injury and coronavirus. As they aren't sure when the draft will take place, they can only train in hopes of hitting a constantly moving target. Here's Anthony's trainer, Justin Holland.
Once the season was canceled, especially as abruptly as it was, I think he was just kind of like the rest of the world. What is this COVID-19 that everybody's talking about? And Rudy Gobert has it. Is Rudy going to die? Like, I think initially nobody was really thinking about basketball at that point. It was just like, what's happening? And then once you kind of digest it and you understand it more about what's going on, it's like, man, I didn't get to finish my college season. You know, we had plans to make a run for it in the SEC tournament and, you know, get into the NCAA tournament and hopefully have one of those legendary runs. And that was one of those opportunities that was just kind of stolen from them.
Justin and Anthony regrouped once the season was officially called off and tried to make a plan to get Anthony ready for the draft.
Well, during the pandemic, what you find out real fast is the plan is there is no plan. The plan is what you can do right now because you never know what may happen tomorrow. So it was kind of like a new landscape for me because, you know, I kind of have, like you said, my own plan in my mind as to what I want to do with Anthony. But now, instead of the process being 3 months, it's been stretched out to 8 months. Instead of, we can't get in the gym 7 days anymore. We can't get in the gym 5 days. We have to structure everything we're doing to scale it down to, at that point, we really didn't know. It's like it might be 5 months. So, you don't want to wear him down by doing too much too early, but you don't want to do not enough, and he's not ready just in case the draft is next month. So that was just a really frustrating process, I think, for everybody.
Without a clear timetable, training for the start of the season becomes nearly impossible. Normally, the league hosts a pre-draft combine similar to the one held by the NFL, where players participate in drills and interviews and go through physical exams and other testing. But that event also moves and then gets canceled and then turns into a virtual event. They no longer have the typical outlets to show off all the additional months of training. So if you're Tyrese Maxey or Anthony Edwards in the year 2020, how do you show NBA teams that they should pick you?
We'll be right back.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we had been planning on having a pro day. Obviously, given COVID, things were going to be different.
This is Clutch Sports head of basketball Omar Wilkes, describing their plans to host a private workout with their clients for NBA executives. Clutch Sports creates their own version of a basketball combine.
You know, how can we get creative there, you know, through this pandemic? Like, could we stream it and send it to each individual team? But eventually it was okay that certain team personnel could come to pro day, but not everyone could come, or there's limited numbers. And so we're like, all right. After we were toying with the streaming idea, Rich, thinking outside the box, was like, forget streaming it. Why don't we see if we can get it televised? Like, why don't we try to put it on ESPN?
He's talking about Rich Paul, CEO and founder of Clutch Sports.
And if I'm being completely honest, I was like, it's a great idea, but can it be pulled off? Especially given the time frame. Like, we were up against it. It wasn't like we had months and months or even multiple weeks in advance. But we figured it's a unique way to highlight our guys that have missed out on such traditional opportunities of playing in March Madness and building a fan base, going to the draft combine. And so we felt like, how can we separate ourselves and give our guys a platform to have like 22 minutes on a nationally broadcasted channel to just kind of introduce them to the world?
Despite the fact the NBA Combine has been televised in the past, Clutch holding their own private televised workout for only their clients is a novel move.
The plan evolves into a broadcast on ESPN2 with a small in-person crowd. They set the date for October 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern, otherwise known as primetime. Here's Rich Paul.
It was like, oh, okay, we're going to put this pro day on. Great. It's on ESPN. Okay, cool. Perfect. Okay, Anthony was in Atlanta. It was simple. When I need to be there, come in a week early because we're going to practice at the facility a couple of days before. He has some things to get done. Great. And Tyrese was the same way. And his mom and dad were great. There wasn't a ton of questions or concerns.
The pro day takes place at the Sports Academy in Los Angeles, California. Tyrese and Anthony arrive with masks on. And Clutch brings in reporters to ask questions.
We've seen so many great Kentucky guards find success in the NBA. Tyler Hero, Jamal Murray, Devin Booker, even bigs like Bam Adebayo. Why are you next?
I feel like because at Kentucky, we have to play a role. We go there to win games. We go there to sacrifice. Coach Cal told us that we want to sacrifice to play a role. And I feel like I have a lot more to my game. I feel like I can distribute off the bounce, play pick and roll, score for myself, and with the ball in my hands, and play when I'm off the catch and off the ball.
Well, Tyrese, every time we see you playing, you're smiling, you're filled with joy. So have fun tonight and best of luck.
Sure,
so coming up next, we're going to see Tyrese Maxey, potential lottery pick, start his pro day workout.
LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, Trae Young, and other NBA stars show up in masks as well, socially distancing among team executives in the crowd as the two young prospects take the court and warm up. TV announcer Jay Billis sets the stage for what everyone is thinking.
It's going to be great just to see him on a basketball court for the first time since March. I know they've been working out, but they've been working out of view.
Tyrese begins to show off some dribbling and driving, and then shooting.
Good touch. Good. Get on the floor. First three steps, nice. You gotta get to that move. Good. Footwork is balanced. Nice. Got it.
The confidence is certainly there. You know, you mentioned his production against top 25 teams.
This is the reporter commenting on the elephant in the room, or Jim in this case, his shooting.
To me, he's always been a big-time shot maker who's not afraid of the lights. It's just about not shooting a flat ball and being more consistent.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Oh, okay. One more.
Hey. Tyrese's shots fall, one after another.
Baseline, give me one. Good, run it. Other baseline.
Two to one.
Okay. There you go.
Great talk to you. Working on some three-pointers, running baseline to baseline. You can see he is making these shots, and he's really worked on his shooting mechanics, and I think they're going to get even better.
This clear improvement is a great sign for Tyrese and all the teams that are interested in drafting him. But the truth is, playing one-on-zero can only tell scouts a limited amount about how someone will perform in games. There's an infamous NBA story about a 2007 Milwaukee Bucks prospect putting on a commanding performance against a folding chair. The player ended up being picked 6th overall, but had a disappointing career. The dominating offensive performance against the chair didn't quite translate to scoring against the likes of Kevin Garnett and Dwight Howard. So, in many ways, the performance shows more about Tyrese's work ethic and commitment to improve than anything else.
Back here at Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Maxey Pro Day. Getting ready to watch Edwards go now. Maxey just finished up.
Anthony takes the court and begins his workout.
Let's go, Anthony.
Knock down.
There you go, man.
Come on.
Anthony misses a shot, and then another, and then the next. 4 jump shots in a row that don't fall.
Yes, sir.
Give me one.
There you go, Ed.
Get up.
Come on, man.
Anthony finishes his workout with a couple of monstrous dunks. Then he answers a few quick questions.
Do you feel like you showed that you should be the number one prospect in this class?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like if you had anybody else out here, they would have been, you know, out of breath the whole time, starstruck with all these guys on the sideline. And I feel like I'm just ready just because I've been grinding 8 months and I haven't complained about the draft being pushed back. I just like it because I like the feeling of getting better.
Well, Anthony, you weren't phased. You had, like I said, LeBron out of his seat, one of the greatest of all time. So an impressive workout. Appreciate your time, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
The day seems like a success to the Clutch Sports team. But the response from other agents, the media, and the internet trends in the opposite direction. Anthony's four missed shots in a row become a huge talking point. Some claim he's not even in shape anymore. Anonymous agents denounce the televised pro day on social media and in stories by the New York Post, The Athletic, Bleacher Report, and elsewhere, calling it unfair for Clutch's clients, insulting Rich Paul, and demanding the NBA stop the practice. Their agent, Omar Wilkes, shares his thoughts on the situation.
I'm told our competitors didn't love it, but that means you're kind of doing something right. You know, if we're being honest, and I try not to be super sensitive, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, Anthony might have hurt his draft stock. You know, people like to do that because it's you take shots at us. I don't want to delve into that, but I'm really proud of what we're able to do and the innovative way we were able to make something work in a pandemic and highlight our guys. So I'm happy with how everything turned out.
Anthony is interviewed about the fallout on ESPN's The Jump. And here's Tyrese watching his friend during the interview.
You and Tyrese Maxey took part in that made-for-TV pro day. And just like always, everyone has an opinion, right? And there was some criticism. What do you have to say to the people who did not like what y'all did?
I really have nothing to say to them. I just hope they stay blessed and, you know, find a way to get better every day like I do. I don't really care about the critics of the pro day.
It certainly looked like you guys were having fun there. What was that experience like for you?
It's stupid.
Tyrese can laugh it off because his pro day was viewed positively for the most part. Some sources even indicate his improved shooting could move him into the top 10 picks. And Rich Paul shares his client's sentiments.
As far as like the criticism from a pro day perspective, just a bunch of whining to me. I really didn't pay attention to that. Again, that was just an idea that came from me just trying to think of better ways to position these guys as they go into the draft. It had nothing to do with me trying to show how smart I am or Clutch trying to show how smart we were. We were literally just trying to do what we felt was best for the clients. And it worked because content was low. ESPN thought it was a good idea. We had the talking points. We had the storylines. And we're going to do it again. Like, how could you criticize a pro? What's there to criticize? You're taking two kids who didn't finish a college season, who don't have the ability to go to an NBA combine as it normally is positioned, putting these guys on ESPN for an hour, showcasing something that they may have been doing for the last 5 or 6 months and technically all of their basketball lives. There's no negative to that. Now, could you say there's a negative risk of injury? Yeah, but you can have an injury just playing pickup or just working out or just getting out the shower if you want to be that technical. Could you say, well, Anthony Edwards is the number one pick projected, and why put him on TV and he missed four shots in a row? Well, he has to play on TV in his profession. Where do you think they play the games at? You know? So he's going to miss a lot. So you might as well start preparing yourself now. You know, if people want to find something to criticize, they'll find it. Whether you choose to pay attention to it or not, it's up to the individual. I just so happen to be one of those individuals that really don't give a shit.
We'll be right back.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The media reaction and fallout isn't a once-in-a-career isolated event. Rich Paul has been involved in other high-profile controversies in the past. And in 2019, the NCAA implemented a list of qualifications that sports agents were required to have to sign players, including a bachelor's degree, something immediately deemed the Rich Paul rule, since many of the requirements appeared to be aimed directly at him.
Going on.
Rich gets on the phone with Calvin Andrews, a senior agent at Clutch, to discuss the difficulties of their business.
I just think that the more these kids are educated and their families are educated, I just think the better the business is, because either way, we're dealing with a situation where, you know, a lot of times you see things going to the media, you don't know what to believe.
This perception in the media, like what happened after the pro day, versus the realities of the NBA, is a recurring issue they face.
As agents, we've been in situations where somebody call you and say, well, what do you think about this? That's not an offer, you know? And so that goes to the media, and then these young men and the people around, oh, we got an offer. No, you didn't. That's not an offer. The money's dried up. There's definitely not $70 million out there for you. And I'm not sure if that was even real or not. You know, somebody can say, what do you think about $100 million and only $10 million of it is guaranteed? So what are you talking about? You have to look at the value of everything. Your contract and my brand equity, how I'm perceived. There's a value in perception. You know, we went through the same thing with KCP.
That's shooting guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another former University of Georgia star, who re-signed with the Lakers this offseason for $40 million.
Oh, well, we heard he got offered $80 million. Where's the offer? I never received that. I never received that. But, you know, you got these agents, they put stuff out, whatever, I don't really care. But if you look at what he did, he stayed in tow, did what he had to do. Now he's exceeded that, and he's a champion. But you got to grind it out, and you do the work. He done the work. KCP did the work.
KCP had been playing on 1 and 2 year deals since his rookie contract. This 3-year, $40 million signing was his first longer term, higher paying contract.
You bring up a good point, and that's what I see it, and you see it. The kids, you said, no shortcuts, right? They don't want to grind it out. They don't want to work. They want what they think should happen right now. And there's only a few guys that's in those type of situations, right? You've got to grind it out, follow the plan, and be patient.
Yes.
And that's at every level.
At every level.
Every level. And that's what gets frustrating for what you and I do day to day. When they don't pay attention, they don't follow the plan. They think they got the answer, so their brother got the answer, their uncle got the answer. And they want it now. It don't work that way.
But here's the thing. Through my experience, we work with all families. When everyone is on the same page and everyone is willing to be educated, it works like a marriage. It's fantastic. I've experienced it time and time and time again with brothers, with mothers, with fathers. I've experienced it. But I can honestly say it works better when it starts from day one.
Yeah.
Not day 1,000, you know? Because
because we
also have the perception that we can turn water into wine.
Exactly.
We put a program together where you buy in, you get paid. You buy in, you benefit. That's the business we in. We in the buy in, benefit business. Because, again, Tyrese Maxey is a prime example. He's gonna be a good pro for a long time because you don't have to tell him anything. Tell him one time, he's doing it. Kid was here for 5 months, worked out twice a day, 6 in the morning, never late, never missed. That's almost impossible, seriously. He bought in.
Oh, that's good.
And I told every team that. We told teams about Taylor Horton Tucker last year. A GM called me and said, you know what, Rich? He said, the one thing we're noticing around the league with your guys, they get better and we see it. And I thought that was a huge, huge compliment in the program because you cannot be afraid to advise these guys properly. You just can't.
There is no playbook for shepherding your clients through a pandemic on their way to the NBA. So despite the criticism, Rich, Omar, and the Clutch team are confident their pro day was the right move for Anthony and Tyrese, though others aren't quite as certain.
I think you damned if you do, you damned if you don't, personally, being Ant in Ant's case.
This is another member of Anthony's inner circle, Coach Rob Allen.
He could go out there and hit all his shots. Then somebody might say, hey, maybe he was just on today, you know, or he could go miss all. But I think a lot of people took to the criticism because it was Clutch, or people were jealous of what Clutch was doing to kind of backlash on the guys, especially Ant, you know, him missing shots. They saying he's not in shape. It was funny to me, baffling at the same time, because I know how much work that he was working out. Like, literally, we all were in the same gym since COVID started and the pandemic started. So we've been in the gym since March. So for people to say he wasn't in shape and things, I know that not to be true, trust me. So it was just a lot of criticism, but technically I think it was a good thing. If we all saw The Last Dance like I know we did, just listening to MJ say, hey, you know, making up stuff in his head that, you know, people, even if they didn't say, he just making things up in his own head.
In the doc series, The Last Dance, Michael Jordan reveals that he repeatedly makes up slights and insults to motivate himself and gain an edge, a practice many other players have since adopted over the years. Of course, the criticism about Anthony and his pro day shooting performance is very real, and Anthony can't help but hear it.
Even for Ant, just listening to people say, oh, he's number one pick, he's the best player, blah, blah. And then as you get closer and closer and closer, you do the pro day, oh, he didn't look good, he looks out of shape. He, in his workouts, when I'm there to watch him work out or when he's talking to me, he's always got a chip on his shoulders. You know, being in the gym, running up and down the court, shooting, saying, hey, they say I ain't in shape. All right, I'm showing. Just taking that little bit, putting it in your head and just ramming it through, just having some motivation, like we said, that the greats have to have. I think you need those things to be a great player. I just really do.
Anthony's edge doesn't come from insults or imaginary slights. And although events like the Pro Day might add to the chip on his shoulder, that need to prove himself and to take out his anger and pain on the court comes from a very specific place.
He hasn't had the easiest run of luck with, you know, family members passing at an early age and in quick succession. And I'm sure he has really tough moments, but he's always kind of used it as a positive and like a reminder that like nothing is promised. And like he's only used it as fuel to become more lasered in on, as he says, making them proud and, you know, achieving his dreams, because that was his promise to them.
That promise? Those dreams and how they turned Anthony Edwards into the potential number one pick in the NBA? All coming up next on Drafted.
Basically, him and my mom was like best friends. We all were best friends with my mom.
Even the day of the funeral, we were sitting in the church. You know, I was sitting in my seat. He came walking in with his siblings. He held it together. He didn't break down.
But you didn't think I was gonna be a superstar. You can tell me, bro.
You looking on top of the hill waiting on your mama come say it. You know she coming. You know she finna raise hell.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Sean Titone, L. Key, and me, Keegan-Michael Key. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Jared Brom is our coordinating producer. Trey McCain is our associate producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. Mixed and edited by Steven Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer, June Rosen, and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.